Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Maras Yichyu. So Moshe Rabbeinu writes on Moshe Mordechai. The schus of Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis. The schus refuas Rus Victoria Bastila Rovida. And the schus Moshe Rabbeinu Peshedina and writes on Moshe Mordechai. And the schus Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas Ben Harav Meir Halevi. Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek, Hey, Halacha Yud, V'Neve'er Al Pi Torato Shel Mori V'Rabbi, Hagaon Hagadol, Hamufla V'Hamuflag Rav David Yitzchok Mandelzal. Rambam Kotev, Gdolei Chachamim Ayu Menashkim Al Tchumei Eretz Yisrael, U'Menashkim Avaneh U'Metgalgalim Al Ofra, V'Cheini Omer Ki Ratzu Avadecha Et Avaneh. That the Gedolei Chachomim would kiss the borders of Eretz Yisrael and kiss the stones, roll around in the dust. And so it says that your servants desired your stones and your dust. They will be mechonein. They will love and the Rambam's Makor for this halacha is from the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Kufyud Beis. The Gemara there says the bottom of Amud Aleph, Rabbi Abba Menashek Kifei De Akko. Rabbi Abba would kiss the rocks of Akko, which is on the coast of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chanina Misakin Miskele. Rabbi Chanina would repair its stumbling blocks, any potholes. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi Kaima Mishimsha L'Tula Mitula L'Shimsha. Rabbi Chia Bar Gamda Mingeder B'Afra. So, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Ashi and Rav Ami and Rav Asi would stand and pass from a sunny spot to a shady one, from a shady spot to a sunny one, so that they would always sit in comfort and never have cause to remark that they were uncomfortable in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chiyo Bar Gamda would roll in the dust of Eretz Yisrael, as it says, for your servants take pleasure in her stones and love her dust. Ki ratzu avadecha savaneh v'safara yichoneinu, the pasuk that the Rambam quoted. This is a pasuk in Psalms chapter 112, verse 15. But l'chora, this gemore is not l'halocha, because the Rambam says, G'doylei ha'chachomim. So why is the Rambam writing in his Mishneh Torah, which is for all of us, which is for Amcha, why is he writing a halocha that only applies to the G'doylei ha'chachomim? O tzarich leva'er, ma shekatav ha-Rambam, sheyu menashkim tchumei Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi, למדנו בגמרא, שרב אבא מנשק כיפי דעקו. So, they would kiss the tchumen of Eretz Yisrael, Rav Abba would kiss the rocks of Akko, and the Lechem Mishnah, and the Pas HaShulchan and Simon Aleph, Sif Katan Yud, write that the Rambam explains Kipei. What does Kipei mean? Tchilas HaGvul. Kipei means the beginning of the rock, at the beginning of the border. Lechem Mishnah, Pas HaShulchan, it's Mashma, that it's Tchilas Gvul Eretz Yisrael. That when he would come to Eretz Yisrael, he would kiss the beginning of the border of Eretz Yisrael. So writes the Charedim in the Sefer HaCharedim in the 59th chapter, Ayin Sham. But in the Yerushalmi and Shvius, it's Mefurosh, that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Menashek Lekipsa De'akoi, Ad Koi Hi Eretz Yisrael. He would kiss the Kippah of Akko, and he would say, until here is Eretz Yisrael. So it's Mefurosh that he would kiss not B'Toiras Bia Le'Eretz Yisrael, but rather B'Toiras Soif Eretz Yisrael, not as coming into Eretz Yisrael, but is leaving. That's the end of Eretz Yisrael. So it goes until here. And so writes the Kesef Mishnah over here. So what's the union in kissing the end of the Gvulus in Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara there says that Rabbi Abba would kiss, and Rami Rabasi, and like we saw in the Gemara, that Rav Chanina would repair its stumbling blocks, Rami and Rabasi would stand and pass from a sunny spot to a shady one, and vice versa, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba would roll around in the dust. As it says, Ki ratzu abadecha es avonea ves afora yichoineinu, for your servants take pleasure in the stones and love the dust. So, according to the Maharshal, Rashi is learning that this pasuk of Ki ratzu avadecha es avonea ves afora yichoineinu is only referring to min gidor be'afra, that he would roll around in the dust. And the Maharshal is not satisfied with this perish, and therefore he brings in the whole sugya as relating to the avonim and the afra, and not only the final pasuk. However, the Rambam brings hayu menashkin or misgalgalin shenema, etc., that the pasuk is referring to everything. What is, for example, being menashek the tchum of Eretz Yisrael have to do with the pasuk of Ki ratzu avodeh savaneh v'safara yichoneinu? Your servants taking play. I understand the last day, maimer in the Gemara. If Chiya bar Gamda would roll around in the dust, because the pasuk says v'safara yichoneinu, love her dust. What does it have to do with kissing the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam brings it also about kissing the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the kasha of the Maharshal. That's why the Maharshal wasn't happy with Maharshal was bothered by this, and this kasha would apply to the Rambam, that why would, just because they, what is the pasuk of loving, Of wanting the stones and the dust, what does that have to do about kissing the tchum? Tchum is the border. It's not about the stone, and it's not about the dust or the stones. So that's what we'd like to understand. And it would appear as follows: Rashi on the Torah in Parshas Shlach, by Midbar 13:2, says, "Lo menismucha Parshas Meraglim leParshas Miriam." Why is there a juxtaposition of the parsha of the Meraglim to the parsha of Miriam? Because she was smitten for speaking, for slandering her brother, and these Rishayim saw what happened and didn't take Musar. It's hard to understand. Lashon Hara is an Isser, and there are a number of Lavim connected to Lashon Hara. Chofetz Chaim enumerates 17 Lavim, 14 Asays, 3 Arurs. So there's definitely an onish for that. What does that have to do with Dibas Ha'oretz? There's no lav about Dibas Ha'oretz that we should learn in Isra of Lashon Hara. We also have to understand the Sugya in Erchin and Daf Tes Vov. Shalom Nechtam Gzar Dinam Al Abaseinu B'Midbar Ela Lashon Hore. The Gzar Din was Nechtam and Lashon Hara. And it says, Omer B'Lazer B'Parti B'Rei Kamagodo Kol Shal Lashon Hara. Minolami Meraglim. The Gemara says that look at what the great koach of Lashon Hara is from the Meraglim. Madach the Meraglim, they were motzi shemer al etzim v'avonim. Look what they got. You speak about your friend alachas kama v'kama. Umvuar shedibur zeh al etzim v'avonim. ובכלל איסור לשון הרע. What lav in Isur Lashon Hara is there, like Abay Eretz Yisrael, like Abay Eitzim and Avonim? B'chofetz Chaim klal heisim and zayin u'mevi midivrei ha'yireim, she'asur lehotzi dibar chofetzei u'mamon chavero. So you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about your friend's items, about his possessions. But when you speak Lashon Hara about his possessions, you're speaking Lashon Hara about him. For example, you say about the Rambam Mishnah, the Chofetz Chaim brings in a mashal of one chenvani about another. You say, oh, he's got really bad merchandise. So he's speaking badly about his merchandise. That's Lashon Hara about him. That's harming him. What does it have to do with speaking badly about Eretz Yisrael? So it would appear as follows. Chofetz Chaim writes in his Psichot in Minyan HaEsen Beis that Lashon Hara corresponds to the essay of Ve'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. Ayin Sham. V'nira'a Shehuadin Be'eretz Yisrael. There is a special chiyuv of Chibas Ve'ahavos Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi writes in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Mesakin Miskalei, Mashveo Mesakin Mechshoylei Ha'ir, Machmas Chibas Ha'oretz, He would fix any potholes in the road so that Eretz Yisrael would be beloved to him. And he didn't want there to be a shem roa on the drochim of Eretz Yisrael. B'sham ba'omad beiz, dibor maslo kaimi, k'shashemesh higia l'mokum sh'o yoshvin, sh'ilch li'yisraim al yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. They would always make things more comfortable for themselves so they shouldn't complain about having to live in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because there's a din of chibas Eretz Yisrael. So they did everything they could to make themselves comfortable. Yerushalmi moed katan peregim alach aleph b'cheni b'Yerushalmi sof perek yud beis deksubis hu azav chek imoi v'chibek chek noichrio. Talking about someone leaving Eretz Yisrael. He left his mother's bosom and he hugged a non-Jewish woman, chek noichrio. Foreign woman. Harei shedimu Eretz Yisrael li'imoi begedel chibek chek imoi. In other words, Eretz Yisrael is hugging your mother, and that's love. And the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Samech Omid Beis tells us that the Umas HaOlam built a great city on Har Hermon and named it after one of the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, teaching you that even the mountains of Eretz Yisrael are beloved by the nations of the world. So you see this inyan of chibas Eretz Yisrael, of loving the land of Israel. Ubesifri b'tchilas parshas Ekev, ish arichut gdola b'shevach Eretz Yisrael. And they bring the Gemara and Chulin, proving from there the Shavach of Eretz Yisrael. It says the Gemara brings the Pasuk Tzidonim, Yikru l'Chermon Siryon, which Chermon, the Sidonians called Siryon, and the Amorites called it Sneer, and it says in the Gemara that Sneer and Siryon are mountains in Eretz Yisrael, and they would build a great city on Chermon, and name it after one of the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Show you the chibat they had for Eretz Yisrael. So you see from this, again, the chashivus of chibas Eretz Yisrael. It's chayk imo. They would do things to make Eretz Yisrael more pleasant. There shouldn't be potholes. They shouldn't have to sit in the sun. They should enjoy the climate. So they have chibas Eretz Yisrael. Yesh mitzvah lechabev Eretz Yisrael. ויסוד החיוב נראה שכשם שמצוות עשה שבאהבת לרעך כמוך עיקרו במה שישראל חביבים על הקדוש ברוך הוא what's פשוט ואהבת לרעך כמוך. The Jewish people are beloved to God, and the love of God is מחייב us to love each other. That's what it says in the pasuk. V'aftal arecha kamocha ani Hashem. Ha'inu machmas ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu elav toveu atah. It says, v'aftal arecha kamocha. Love your neighbor to himself. I am God. Because of the love of God to him, you should love him also. V'aftal agir kamocha. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Rashi Elokecha velokav anochi. Shekulam b'chlal am Hashem. We're all part of God's nation. We have an avos. We have a mitzvah in the Rambam, Deis 4:4, avos hager, and the Torah says v'atem hager tziva l'avos hager kamo shetziva l'avos atzmoi. Shenamar v'yavtas Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu atzmoi v'gerim. We love God Himself loves gerim, and therefore you should also love gerim. If you love God, you love gerim. Any other proofs to this? For example, Avos Rabbi Nosson has Zion, Ani Hashem, by Ve'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, Matam Ve'ahavta, etc. Ani Hashem Barasiv L'Chvoidi. I created him for my honor. And therefore, if he doesn't, Ma'isit Tzedek V'Yosher, you love him, and if not, you don't love him. So the Yesod HaMitzvah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. Yayin b'chofetz chayim b'shar ha'tvuna b'perek hei, perek vov, perek zayin, mvur sham inyan ze. Ve'al pi ze b'eretz Yisrael ne'amar gam kamken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Eretz Yisrael. And that's why we have to love Eretz Yisrael. Nedorim, perek vov, sof halach ha'ches, chaviv alai koyach k'tana b'eretz Yisrael. Gemara Sanhedrin, b'nei mazah asachem, b'nei shal sipur b'gnusa shal Eretz Yisrael. God loves a small group, Dafkan Eretz Yisrael, it says in the Yerushalmi. In Sanhedrin 94a, Sancheriv was Zoicha because he didn't speak negatively about Eretz Yisrael. What is a mitzvah of a guy not to speak negatively about Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is Hashem loves Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Sancheriv didn't speak negatively, he was Zoicha for Chayn. B'midbo Rabba, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chaviva Alai Eretz Yisrael Yoisel Min HaKol. I love Eretz Yisrael more than anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, the Oretz is Chaviv Olai, B'Yisrael Chavivim Olai. So there's a hekesh between the Chavivus of Eretz Yisrael and the Chavivus of Bnei Yisrael. And that's why you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Just like you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about a Jew, God loves Jews. So you're not allowed to speak negatively, disparagingly. God loves Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to speak disparagingly. Rashi, al haTorah b'parshas Dvorim. The Tochacha was, says Rashi, Aleph Aleph, that they spoke against Hashem. And the Mizrahi there says it's going on the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim. So what's the Kesher speaking against Hashem, Lashon Hara of the Meraglim? Because the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim was against the Havas Hashem. And if you speak against what God loves, you're speaking against Hashem Himself. The Lashon of the Mizrahi, Shedibru neged Eretz Yisrael, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Shivcha, Vehen Ginu Osa. So God praised it and they disparaged it. Now is the Aveira. Now we understand the Gemara in Erchin that if you speak against the Eitzim and Avanim, Kal Vachomer against a person, because it's the same thing, it's what Hashem loves. If Hashem loves the Eitzim and Avanim, you speak against him, certainly you speak against people. So now we understand the Rambam. Rambam's telling us a din, that there's a mitzvah of Chibas Ha'oretz. And all of these meisim that these rabbis were doing were an expression of this chiba. And that's Rashi on the Gemara. They didn't want people to say bad things about Eretz Yisrael. Yuma 86a, that the name of God should become beloved through you. Yisifri Parshas Veschanan, Avos Alabrius Kavram, Rambam, Shav Mechayevus Lasso Shavu Gam Acherim. The Sifri tells us to make people love God, like Avram made people love God. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvos Essay, Gimel writes that loving God obligates you to make sure that other people love God. And Eretz Yisrael also there's a mitzvah of Ahava, and therefore these rabbis would do things to make sure that other people loved God also, like the Misaki and the Drachim, that people shouldn't say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the yisod for this is the pasuk of Ki Rotzu Avodecha Es Avoneh V'Safori Yechoineinu. Gabi Migandir Ba'afra, he would roll around in the dust, an inyan of Chibra, an expression of love. And each rabbi would show a different expression of love. And for Enfer the Kasha of the Maharsha. That every one of the maisim that they're doing was an expression of love, even kissing the borders. It's also an expression of love. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. That's why the Pasuk is a raya. You have to do things that show your love for Eretz Yisrael. That's why they would kiss the end of the border of Eretz Yisrael, or the beginning of Eretz Yisrael, to show that they love. They love every little piece of Eretz Yisrael. They love when they get there. They love when they leave. Like fish. It says, whenever a new drop comes down, they're makabel b'tzimam. So too the Jewish people with Torah. They learn something new. By Torah is also an inyan of Ahava. So too by Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah, that's the din the Rambam is telling us here. There's a mitzvah din of chibas Eretz Yisrael. Ha'advarim nifloim b'yoyser. It's mefurash in the Sefer Charedim, Perek Nuntes, V'tzorech kol ish Yisrael l'chabe v'z Eretz Yisrael v'lov ha'ever me'af se'erotz b'tshuka gedoy l'keben el chig imo. Hitchil as avoneinu shenikba b'lanu b'chir l'doy rois yan ma'asnu ba. Shenamar v'ayimo asu b'eretz chemda v'fidja nafshenu meher ayiyya k'siv. Ki ratzu avodecha l'fuchu lev v'fik choy amoroy menashkim b'afroy se'er v'avneer b'voy me'ler. ומהטויב ומנועים לא שיר שיר ידידוס אשר חיבר רבי יהודה הלוי אביהם בעליהם בהבו רבו אין שם בעריכוס אין ינת שוק על ארץ ישראל יהיה פרסן אס דאבה טייבה זה ספר חרדים רב לזר אסקארי קוראי מקום 1600 so beautifully tells us that you have to be מחבי בארץ ישראל you have to love ארץ ישראל you have to come from the ends of the earth בתשוקה גדולה Shuka Gedola to come to Eretz Yisrael. And you should sing the songs of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, who loved Eretz Yisrael so much. And the sin of the Meraglim was that they despised Eretz Yisrael. You see this in Brochas, Daf Mem Gimel. What's the Nusach HaBrocha of Mishcha Ve'afar Simoin? Of oil and Apar Simen. Rabbi Yehuda says, Boiri Shemen Arzenu. And the Gemara says, okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. He loved Eretz Yisrael. What does everybody else say? Boirei Shemen Orev. So since that's the bracha, what's the sinyan of Chavivus of Eretz Yisrael? They should have a different matbeah bracha. The answer is that the different dargis in this Chavivus of Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda had a special Chavivus from Eretz Yisrael, so therefore he's going to even have a matbeah bracha on Eretz Yisrael. Boirei Shemen Arzenu. Somebody who's not in this Madrigas is another Nusach HaBaracha. That's what we see in the Rambam. The union of the Gedoy Lechachomim, if I'm not mistaken, the Brisk Rov didn't kiss the ground of Eretz Yisrael when he came here because he says in the Rambam, it says it's the Gedoy Lechachomim, we're not in that Madriga. So everybody in their own madrigo of Chibas Eretz Yisrael has to do meisim for Chibas Eretz Yisrael. And for Rabbi Yehuda, it's matbei ha-broche. And if we're not in that madrigo, then we make a different bracha. But we also have a mitzvah Chibas Eretz Yisrael. So, יש עוד הרבה מה לדבר בנושא הזה. So I ask that you please stay tuned, because we ממש have, בעזרת השם בלי נדר, דברים נפלאים ביותר, סך הסך צורדן, הרבה מה לדבר בנושא המופלא הזה של חיבת ארץ ישראל. So please stay tuned, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom. בלי נדר, we shall continue.